I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Seton Hall in Kansas on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. The Big 12 and Big East are producing a bunch of interesting matchups this week, and that continues on Thursday night as Seton Hall makes a rare road trip to the Midwest to take on Kansas. Seton Hall's first season under new head coach Shaheen Holloway has had a rough run recently. They're 4-3 with losses to Iowa and two defeats at the ESPN Events Invitational, where they were beaten by both Oklahoma and Siena. In that Siena game, they were missing guard Dre Davis, one of their top scorers, who's struggling with a knee issue. Even with Davis, Seton Hall still seems to be settling into their eventual mix. They have 9 players averaging 19 or more minutes per game, and their list of frequent lineups includes a lot of mixing and matching. Regardless of who is on the floor, they've been a pretty good defensive squad that limits opponents' three-point shooting and forces a decent share of turnovers. They'll face a Kansas team whose star has fallen a bit in their attempt to defend last season's national title. They beat Duke on a neutral floor a few weeks ago, but then went down to the wire in games against Southern Utah, NC State, and Wisconsin, three teams they seem to be well ahead of on paper. Then Tennessee beat them handily in the finals of the Battle for Atlantis. Freshman star Grady Dick is getting much of the attention, but junior teammate and wing Jalen Wilson has been the best player on this team and one of the best in the country this season. He's more than doubled his offensive production from last year, averaging nearly 23 points per game and pulling down 9 rebounds. The biggest thing Kansas doesn't have this season is their traditional interior presence, and that might be good news for Seton Hall, who tends to shoot from inside the arc but doesn't have a giant rim defender on their roster either. If the Pirates can pull this off, it'll be a big win for Shaheen Holloway, but it's a tall order. That's our on-the-court preview of Seton Hall at Kansas. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
I'm Ryan Stevens, and this is the pick portion of the Pick and Rollout for tonight's game between the Seton Hall Pirates and the number 9 Kansas Jayhawks. The Jayhawks are up to a 10.5-point favorite here. This one opened at 7.5 and jumped very quickly. The Jayhawks 7-1 this season overall, but just 2-6 against the spread. Their last game out was a victory over Texas Southern by 32 on Monday night. The Jayhawks are 9-21 against the spread in their last 30 games following a straight-up win of more than 20. They're also 1-4 against the number in their last 5 games overall and their last 5 home games. They are 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 following a straight-up win, and 0-4 in their last 4 games against a team with a winning straight-up record. Seton Hall entering at 4-3 overall and against the number this season. They lost to Siena on Sunday night. They are, however, 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 road games, and 5 of their last 6 have been covered on the road against a team with a winning home record. They are also 16-5 in their last 21 games against the spread following 3 or more consecutive home games, and 27-10 against the number in their last 37 Thursday games. Add all that up, and I think Seton Hall covers 10.5. If you find it at Kansas minus, I'd say, 8 or less, I'd be inclined to go with the Jayhawks. But at 10.5, I think that just jumped too high too fast. So give me the Pirates plus the 10.5. Over-under in this one set at 135.5. The Jayhawks have gone over in 4 of their last 5 overall and 4 of their last 5 at home, but they've gone under in 12 of their last 18 Thursday games. Seton Hall has been over in 10 of their last 12 on the road following 3 or more consecutive home games, but they've got a lot more under momentum going their way. 13 of their last 16 road games have hit the under, as well as 12 of their last 15 road games against teams with a winning home record. 18 of their last 24 overall have also gone under for the Pirates and 6 of their last 8 Thursday games. Add all that up, I'm actually going to go with the under in this one. So under the 135.5, Seton Hall plus the 10.5 points. Thank you for joining us here on the Pick and Rollout. You can find more game previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this was the Pick and Rollout for Seton Hall and Kansas.